We've got metal troughs, we've got some tiered staging for pots, we've got bags and bags and bags of compost. They've got like a little compost fort going on. So we're just putting it all together, filling it all up, putting some plants in and just getting it going. So the idea is that the school kids will come along and they can tend the plants, and we're hoping to circulate schools as well. So, you know, local primary schools in Market Harbour will hopefully get a different school going each year to have a little go with it. And we're hoping as well to tie plants in with book themes as best we can. Obviously that's based on donations with the plants and things, it's quite tricky, but we're hoping we can manage it. We've got beans already, so Jack and the Beanstalk, you know, things like that, turnips, which of course enormous turnips, so there's quite a few bits and bobs that tie in with books. So that's another thing we're hoping the kids can get involved with. But it's actually become not just something for the kids to tend, but it's become a bit of a community project as well, because we've been really touched actually by how many people have offered their time and who've come along, just sort of dumped some plants outside and gone, here you go. And it, you know, it's been really lovely actually. So yeah, it's been quite touching in that way. Whilst it is technically for the schools and will be predominantly for the schools, it is a community area and a community project. So we do want people to come and get involved, to come and enjoy it. We're hoping to make some of it into a bit of a guessing game, a bit of fun, and we've got food growing there as well. So hopefully it will become something that's quite sort of all-encompassing, and, you know, that's where indie bookshops have got their USP is in being part of the community, and that's what we want to engender with that, is make people feel welcome and have it as a place for people to enjoy.